If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Old School again. Stay tuned, 6 o'clock, or head down to the Upside Bar and Lounge. Nicole Griffin, Connor Happer will be there till from 6 to 8. Got some jersey giveaways. I'm not sure what they're doing I don't think they're doing Taco Bar tonight. But they've got stuff going on. So go down and check out Upside Bar and Lounge from 6 to 8. Go say hi to Nicole and Connor. And then after
and Rico?
That. Rico ain't going. You know.
I know.
Whoosh. He ain't going nowhere, man. You know,
I understand it.
I'm not mad at you. Okay, yeah. So Mr. Foreman, let's go through some of this NFL work that you put in. First of all, we'll start with the college games.
Man.
The
Utah must not like a brother. I see why I ain't never been up there. The Utah,
you
Utes
need to go to Utah. You go to Utah, you might not come back.
No, I'll come back. Actually, one of my friends is up there.
Go to Salt Lake.
He's up there and he's does like high end real estate, you know, for those mountain houses and stuff like that.
Park City.
Yep, brother too.
Yeah.
I was like, dang.
Oh well, he and I have some stories to tell.
Yeah, I know what he's doing
out in Park City.
Yeah.
So, great spots
so
up there.
The Utah Utes and Utah State, what are they? Wildcats or something?
Aggies.
They must have heard Jay Foreman picked up dudes. They was bad at Oregon and San Diego State. Man.
No, it's just look, that was a really good year of football.
It was
football in Utah. BYU even
Yeah, BYU was for real. Yeah. And to replace the little golden boy, Zach Wilson, they got a great quarterback too.
Like them dude.
And that's got a little bit more bulk to him, a little bit more running ability, a little bit more of authentic leadership, yep. You know what I'm saying? And kind of waited his turn. Look, he's waited his turn, and now look at him when he's got his chance, showing out.
But you didn't do that poorly because I didn't count the Utah State game.
Yeah,
but the only loss you took in the college games was Utah over Oregon. Otherwise, you were 4-1.
And that was a beatdown.
That was 4-1. Look, I watched. It's almost like I had seen that movie before.
Oh, you did. You saw it when they played up in Utah. You saw that movie.
Like
it was just a different place.
Yeah, I just look at them going, "Wow, they made zero adjustments."
Yeah, you know what you did? You watched the movie downtown at the movie theater and the first time. And then you just watched it at like 66-0 and that was it. And then the movie still had the same ending.
Beat down. Like for an Oregon team with all the athletes and all that stuff and you go, okay.
You're going to make some adjustments. You're going to do so. But then here's what I'm going to ask you this. And you always can play what if, what not. Okay. So you coach that game. Well, you lose that game, the first game.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got it. You know you're in it because they kind of knew they were going to play again.
Mm-hmm.
But even before that game, there was rumors that you were already going to be going back to Miami.
All in.
How in tune can a human being be when you make that decision so quickly?
All in.
Now, supposedly Miami said that they only were going to give him till noon today. If they the amount if they're paying you $8 million, they would have waited to the end of the week. So, were you already gone, or were you there physically, but were you gone mentally? It's just all that other type of stuff that you got to wonder. But also, I know this: they had a tremendous amount of injuries to all their top players. I was just surprised because Mario Cristobal has built Oregon different than it was before. They were very, very physical on both sides of the line, mm-hmm. but Utah was way more physical, and they were way more. It looked like they were salivating for contact versus Oregon was just there.
I want to ask you this. So Gene just asked the question. He goes,
"Mean Gene?
Yeah, right. Honest question for you. If Oregon is really a destination job, why do they continue to lose people to other programs, especially in Florida?"
Well, I mean, you got to think. I guess you're thinking like Willie Taggart. He came there from South Florida, mm-hmm. had a great year at South Florida. He was the it coach then. You hired him. Then he got a chance to go back to his alma mater, which is Florida State. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing with Cristobal. You can't really.
If you've ever been to Salem, Oregon, and you've ever been to any part of the three major parts of Florida.
Yeah, but it's just – but you got to think, Mario Cristobal, that's where he's from. That's Willie Taggart's where he's from.
Well,
look at the
pool of athletes.
Sure, it's a pool – but there's a pool of athletes that you can get to Oregon. Oregon can create – can coach.
You've got all the fancy bells and whistles.
But they can go and get guys anywhere. It's not – and I get it. Florida, weather and all that. But what you're missing is, say, Cristobal, right? Mm-hmm. He played at Miami, was on the championships teams, got into coaching, kind of – he was at Florida International – kind of cut his teeth there, was an offensive line coach for Alabama, learned from Nick Saban. You got to think in his mind, if he could have this is his job, University of Miami, a place that he always probably dreamed about coaching and leading. You got to think when he was looking at his coaches that coached him, the head coach, he was thinking, if I get into coaching, that would be me. Same thing with Willie Taggart.
Is Oregon a destination job?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a coach and Oregon called, it would be very hard for me.
And that's more Nike than it is.
I mean, in Oregon, I like that part of the country. I mean, obviously, you like it a little bit more sun or whatever. But if I was a coach, it would be, and I was, say I was coaching, took the Oregon job, right? It'd be very hard. It would have to be a special situation or place for me to go and leave, which would be. If I was coaching, it would be come to coach at Nebraska.
Yeah, I just
in this case, I think it is what it is. I think Chip Kelly built it up and kind of took it when nobody wanted it, built it up, and bought it to a place, got it to a place where they can go out and do a national search and get the guys that are, the top picks, and that's the way it's going to be. And it just so happens the last two hires have ties back to the schools that they. Went to, so I wouldn't look at it like Oregon's not a destination job. They're going to have a hard time keeping a coach, will compensate the coaches. There's a lot of perks that come with Oregon that you don't get at other schools. You can go and with their whole branding and all that other stuff, and being associated with Nike and Phil Knight, you can go and get in front of any kid across the nation. You got a ton of kids you can recruit on the West Coast.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln Riley's at USC, but they're still, they can only get so many players. You're not going to be taking a, backseat to many. It's just that Mario Cristobal had a chance to go back, coach where he played and where he grew up. You can't fault him for it.
We still haven't landed on what are exactly the destination jobs in football.
It's all about who – it depends on the guy. I mean, you got to think that Winningham up in Utah, that's his destination job. You think he's never had people calling and offering him jobs?
He's offered Florida. He's offered right. Maryland.
And so that's his destination job, at least, or at least it is right now. And destination job, everybody thinks destination job like destination vacation. It has to be sunshine or where it's where you're comfortable at. It's where your maybe your kids or family's at. You know, it took Chris Peterson a lot to leave Boise because they had a tremendous amount of support for a family member of his that needed certain support. Washington had the same, and maybe, you know, that's why he probably never went to USC. You know, he had coached there before. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into destination jobs besides weather. And, of course, you want to be able to recruit. You're going to want to be able to compete. But there's some guys that are at places.
And you want money.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. But, you know, and it's all within reason. I mean, you know.
For $15 million, you would go coach at Appalachian State.
Correct.
Right.
That's my and point. I would apologize and say, and I would tell my team, longer than 4 minutes and 18 seconds, and I would explain to them in detail, I understand that you're upset. I am going to take this job. What I would do, I could say, listen here, I got a long 10-year contract at this new place, but I can tell you this, you are my guys, but you guys will learn if you're ever in this situation, I have to go do something that's the best thing, not only for my family, but my family's family in the future. But I'm going to coach this thing out if you guys want me to until the very end, which what I would be coaching the bowl game.
What is the best job in college football? What program?
Obviously it's like Alabama.
Yeah, but Alabama has a lot of nonsense around the program, especially on campus. They got stuff that
– Oh, but it's all hidden because they win, win well, so much. Yeah. some people – I mean, even like down there – I think they had a show on one of the networks about Ole Miss, right, and just the past of Ole Miss. I remember thinking, like, how are they even getting any brothers to go to campus, go to school there? Because they have a lot of stuff that happens on campus.
Oof.
Issues on campus.
Oof.
But you know, like when you're winning at places like Alabama, that's fine. I mean, I think Nebraska's a great job. I really do. I think there's a lot of stuff that you got to deal with as a coach. That's how can I say this? It's a lot of things that you got to deal with as a coach that you necessarily don't have to deal with other places that kind of makes it hard to have instant success in this day and age. But also the opportunity here to be here for a very long time is a great thing as well. You just got to learn how to navigate, you know, within the walls of the program.
And the fan base,
which always is the new fan base in every university or sports program is, all right, you do this, whether it's a player, coach, or team, you're either the best or you're horrible. So you got to kind of just let it roll off your shoulders. You know, if somebody would ask me about coaching and they asked me about Nebraska, I'd tell them, one of the best in the nation. You got financial support, you got fan base support. All fans are not going to be, you're never going to go somewhere and they're going to be 100% all in. They're not. You're just not, even in Alabama, because Alabama lost to Texas A&M. I can guarantee you there's fans talking about Nick Saban has lost it.
Oh, they were out there. They were out.
Right. But now they're saying, you know what, we're back, and that was the greatest coaching job ever, so forth and so on. There's people down there questioning Kirby Smart, will he ever beat, you know, Nick Saban in Alabama. They questioned Jim Harbaugh. They were about probably hours.
Question Tom Osborne until he got to win the championship game.
It's generally what you make it, and you know, sometimes some places make it a little bit harder. And I will say this, I always talk to other guys at other universities. I think some of the things from media members and you know, whether it's like recent former players or long ago former players that do stuff around here, it doesn't happen at other, like, to the magnitude around here. Now, listen here, like, I will tell you this, like, being in Nebraska, it's a little bit more harder because we're the only show in town versus, like, say, like, you're in, like, Florida or Texas. You know, you're kind of spread out. There's
well,
more.
Texas, I mean, you know.
Well, Texas. No, I'm saying in the state of Texas, Texas A&M. You know, even like there's Baylor and stuff. So it's you're spread out through a whole state.
Yeah.
Whereas Nebraska is the only one division, you know, one big school in football. So it's a little different. But the dynamics of some of the things I just mentioned, whether it's the, you know, media members that are working against you, is just different. It's weird to me, though. Because I don't understand that type of I don't understand that type of mindset that, like, if I went to a place, then I'm going to turn around and I don't care, like, really who's coaching. I want you to be I like Nebraska winning and anything.
But that's really
– that's like rifle, bowling. I know we're dangerous in bowling. Yeah. Volleyball, baseball, soccer, softball, women's basketball, men's basketball, whatever they got, swimming, diving, track and field.
Do you really think there are media members here – who get more satisfaction from Nebraska losing than if Nebraska won championships?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. They won't admit it, but they do, though.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I always say this. The same media members that are going to be at your entry press conference championing you as the savior are going to be the same ones that, you know, they're going to try to ride you out of town in the casket and the hearse and get you out across state lines pretty quick. Now, granted, they got a job to do. So let me say this: You got a job to do.
That's not it.
But ultimately, for whatever reason, but that's just the way. That's all. Not all media, but you know, that's what's said.
I'll say this before we go to break. For all the sports towns I've been in, I have never once had a team that I rooted against in that town because it made my job easier. Right. Not ever, ever, ever. I don't understand it. Those people exist.
Sure.
Maybe at a greater degree in your mind than in mine, but my goodness gracious, if folks are living that way, y'all need to call them folks out. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just me. We'll toward the break. We'll close out Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número ETIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.